Sweating out your bones on today's Moment of Science. Sweat is good. When you're too hot, the sweat evaporating on your skin can cool your body off. Sweat also provides a good waste disposal system for your body, getting rid of toxins and other waste products as it cools you down. However, for top athletes who sweat a lot, too much of a good thing can spell trouble. These athletes can actually start sweating minerals like calcium out of their bodies. Since calcium is the main ingredient of bones, these athletes can lose bone density and develop a host of bone problems, including stress fractures and premature osteoporosis. Just how much sweat are we talking about here? Is this finding a good excuse to stop exercising and watch more TV? Not really. The researcher who discovered this, Robert Kleskis of the University of Memphis, studied university basketball players. In the course of an intensive 3-hour workout, these players would lose an astonishing 6 pounds of sweat or more. That's around 3 quarts of sweat. Kleskis collected the sweat by wringing out the athletes' t-shirts. He discovered that they were losing a significant amount of calcium with each workout, enough for the average player to lose almost 4% of his bone material during 3 months of practices and games. Fortunately, this bone loss can be made up by drinking calcium-rich sports drinks during periods of heavy exercise or excessive sweating. For those of us who aren't top athletes, it should be sufficient to make sure we get our recommended daily allowance of calcium, around 1,000 to 1,300 milligrams. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Robert Kleskis at the University of Memphis. I'm Don Glass.